Chances are, in the last year or two, you've heard a news story that started something like this.
And solar energy's day in the sun may finally have arrived. Over the past few years, the cost of solar power has steadily declined.
The result has been that from California to Colorado to New Jersey, residential rooftop solar is booming. So far, that frenzy has largely bypassed some of the country's biggest energy producers, like Wyoming. But that could change as solar's price tag continues to fall. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports.
It turns out the nation's largest coal-producing state also happens to have some of the country's best sunshine.
We have an amazing solar resource. Riverton has a better solar resource than Miami.
That's Milton Geiger, the Energy Extension Coordinator at the University of Wyoming. Wyoming's big blue skies and high altitude put its solar potential near the top of the nation. But it's near the bottom when it comes to solar panel installation. Geiger says there's one main obstacle.
We're trying to replace something that's relatively inexpensive.
Namely, coal, which currently accounts for around 90% of the state's power. Although electricity rates have been climbing steadily in Wyoming in recent years, the state still has some of the cheapest residential power in the country, around 15% lower than the national average. Against that backdrop, installing solar panels has never looked like a good investment, at least until now.
I'm not going to call it, you know, as disruptive as development of the personal computer or something like that, but it really does have a chance to at least initiate some conversations that even 5 years ago were way on the fringe.
Hello. Hi, I'm Stephanie.
At their house in the foothills above Lander, the Copeland family, parents Holly and Scott, and 11-year-old twins Mia and Abby, are having lunch. I've come to see their newly installed rooftop solar array, which can generate about 40% of the family's power over the course of a year. But on this day, they're relying on the grid. A winter storm has fully buried the solar panels under a foot of snow.
Curse you, snow! We could be making electricity right now.
Scott Copeland is kidding, sort of. The Copelands have had their solar panels since November, and you might say they've become slightly obsessed with them.
Well, they have this really cool website that you can go on. You can see, like, everything about your solar panels. My dad checks it, I don't know, like,
every day.
Almost every day.
So, do you check every day, Scott?
Usually multiple times every day. Yeah. It's really fun.
Fun as it may be, the family's reason for getting solar panels was more practical. The Copelands are the kind of people you might expect to be early adopters of solar. They're both scientists. Holly works for the Nature Conservancy, and Scott is an air quality specialist. They're worried about climate change and healthy ecosystems, but ultimately, their decision came down to money. Holly says they first looked into solar 3 or 4 years ago.
The economics of it, just the panels cost more back then. It was just not, the numbers weren't good enough.
By their calculations, it would have taken 20 years just for the panels to pay for themselves. Since solar panel lifespans are around 25 years, that didn't seem like a good bet. But fast forward just a couple of years to last summer when the Copelands got a new quote. This time, the break-even was 13 years. Still not great, but Holly estimates it's about the same return as putting money away in a 401k.
It's, you know, our bond fund, except it's our house. It's not somebody else, some other community's investment, you know, project. It's our project.
And the Copelands aren't the only ones in Wyoming who've done that math in recent years. Scott Kane owns Creative Energies, a solar company based in Lander, and has been installing rooftop solar in the state for more than a decade. He says for more and more people in the state, solar is starting to look like a reasonable financial decision. And Kane says once one household in a neighborhood has solar, it often snowballs.
It makes it a lot easier for the other members of that neighborhood to say, oh, well, those are perfectly reasonable people. They just installed solar on those on their houses. Maybe I now feel more comfortable with it.
But that trend makes some traditional utility companies nervous. Where solar has boomed in states like Colorado and Arizona, utilities are seeing revenues drop, and they're fighting back with extra fees and legal challenges. In Wyoming, utilities are still trying to figure it all out.
But it's something that's so new that we haven't really done a lot of research into it.
Sean Taylor is with the Wyoming Rural Electric Association.
How it would impact us or how we could be a part of it and get out in front of it.
But if the rapid rise of solar in other states is any indication, it might be time for Wyoming utilities to start thinking about it. The Copelands, for one, are already talking about getting more solar panels for their house. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Joyce.